you're talking about millions there.
We're getting free financial advice.
Yeah.
And I was suggesting that Daniel could provide you with some financial advice. But you're talking millions in your case.
Millions.
Millions.
Just in general.
Millions and billions.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the time of the caucus. We think we have a better understanding of how we can resolve 2511. And from what I understand also is that we're going to, what I heard you say, Jonathan, is maybe take the time to see if our financial picture clears so that we can then go back to 25. And you wanted time to look at the tuition waiver issue and the concerns we have about increasing that from 6 to 9. So that's all good. We were thinking about setting another date. I think maybe we can do this all in one more date. We have some travel challenges among our team. So it's probably, this might sound like it's a long way out, but it'll be here before we know it. We're looking at the week of June 17th.
There's only one wild card, which is that my wife is due towards the end of June.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I can't give you a specific date on that, but you know, I can imagine her going into labor saying, sign the contract, sign the contract. Yeah. So, I can sign it for any date, but and if for some reason, we can...
We'll have to move it to another date that when you're available, if that happens, obviously.
Well, yeah.
Just we're talking about the week of the 17th. Look at the 19th.
Because, we have board meeting that day.
Or maybe the 18th then. Well, because you know, we've got the Engle arbitration the 20th and 21st.
Okay.
I just was trying to figure if there was a way to...
The 18th might work, I think. The 19th is a BOT.
Okay. Let's say tentatively Tuesday, June 18th. And if children... Or arbitrators or board members come into conflict with us, then we'll adjust accordingly.
Before we, can you just repeat what we said? What is important to us?
Oh yeah. So just it's been really helpful to talk about all of the kind of parameters of this. You know, our primary concern is not the individual funding source, right? Where it comes from. Ours is that essential element that currently exists in Article 9 about a faculty member being provided opportunity to accept or reject.
We absolutely understand that.
Yeah, perfect.
It's not a matter of source or what impact that source has down the road with FRS. But you want to be able to voluntarily accept or reject over administrative or other
extra duties.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, Pam, you were mentioning too about the statutory requirements for not allowing retirement benefits out of extra compensation duties.
That's FRS, right?
The FRS.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the things that we've discussed at the table, we've run into several elements like this where it's triggering something on the state or federal level that if the contract is silent on it, then the state will control that specific element, right? You know, and so those, if there's no statement on that, but those duties still have to be followed as state law, right? Like we're not circumventing state law by the contract, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we that's something that's come up in other issues as well. So for process, we'll bring in a response to salary items other than 2511, right? And then you guys will respond on 2511. Okay. And we'll review benefits. The same thing with the MOU.
All right, good. Well. I think on the 18th we have a good opportunity to resolve all of this.
Okay. So June 18th is the date?
Yeah.
Time is fine by me. It's about any time.
You're the travelers.
Yeah.
Any time?
After 11.
Well, let's make it 11.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, great.
You want to make sure you sleep in a little bit, but then you get out for lunch, right? You got to get that balance.
Well, have a Tallahassee stomach.
that was a hit song in the 50s, actually. Tallahassee stomach. I don't know if you've ever heard
of that. The pine trees, although there are rough pine trees.
Oh, I know, it's crazy. I just drove that last week. They're all chopped down. And, yeah.